Hi everybody. Today I will be talking about objections in reaching your goals. Okay, so I'll be telling you 6 objections that may be the reason that why you cannot achieve your goals. Okay, so recently I have asked one question. What is your number one goal in your life? So I received very good answers. Some of them were like to become healthy and not be afraid of the everyday food that I eat, said Patty, or having chronic illness for years, like Madalena, need to learn how to heal. Then to get off the PPIs, the acid medications, and any medication that we are on, said Dana. Healing the stomach and gut lining, very good question. So very good objections, goals in your life. So let's see what are the objections that are holding us back in achieving these goals. I will tell you now 6 objections, okay? And why we cannot achieve these goals and have a success and achieving our goals in our life. So at least number one goal, which is most important for us. Objection number one is fear of failure. Okay, so maybe people think, if I try this or that, maybe I will feel worse, right? Maybe I will have worse symptoms and worsening of my health, right? So if you fail, it doesn't mean you're a failure, okay? So you just get up and try something else, try something different, try a different approach. So it doesn't mean that you cannot heal, right? So you need to find the right, what is right for you. And everybody's different, of course. It's not the same as somebody else's approach or way of healing. So you need to find your own, and you need to follow a step-by-step process, okay? And healing is possible. Objection number two is a lack of understanding. Like the people said, they don't know how to heal their gut, they don't know how to what food to eat for them, what is right. Understanding, I want you to understand that these goals cannot be reached overnight. Okay, so you need to learn and understand the process, like that you need a guideline and step-by-step roadmap in achieving your goals. Okay, so a lack of understanding. We need to focus on understanding why we have this disease and what are the steps that we need to follow in order to heal our gut and our whole body. If you don't know the steps, just if you haven't watched my 3-part video series, I will post the link again and you will understand the steps that you need to follow. So lack of understanding is one objection. So you need to understand. That's one objection in achieving your health goals. Number 3 is lack of commitment. Okay. So I want you to let me know at the end which objection is yours. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And there will be one bonus, 7. So number 3, lack of commitment to the goal. So even if people say that they want to achieve the goals, but they are not really committed to it, right? So I want to become healthy, but I'm not doing the things that I know that I need to do, right? People, we don't give the effort, the complete effort in doing the right steps that we will lead us to our goal. Wanted to go. Like, for example, many people say, I have reduced gluten, or I have reduced dairy, sugar, but have they eliminated completely? Just reducing, it's not going to get you the results wanted. So if you don't give your full effort, okay, you won't get the results that you want, right? So that was number 3, lack of commitment. So commitment is very important. If you're not committed fully into the process, you will not get the results wanted. Okay, number 4, procrastination or delaying things. This objection comes very often. I hear it all the time. I don't have time for this. I don't have I will start maybe next week. I will start next Monday or next month or whenever I will have time, right? But never, the right time never comes, right? For them, for this kind of people. So you have to start right now if you want to see the results as soon as possible. Okay. So if you don't start, don't expect any results, right? So don't delay things. I mean, this is difficult for many people. They are all the time delaying. I don't have time. I'm busy. Until, you know, we say until they're really, really, really sick, that they have to do something about that. And they will stop, people stop with their work. They cannot work anymore. And then they will focus on healing their body and their gut, right? So please start in time and don't wait to reach this point. Okay, number five. Lack of motivation to change. Like, you know, many times people are happy the way they are now and maybe thinking, oh, it can be worse, so I'm okay now. Like, it can be much, much worse, so I'm doing okay. I can tolerate, you know, I can take my medications and I'm feeling fine. Symptoms are there, but with the medications, I can survive, no problem. Okay, so researchers have said that only if there is really unbearable pain, and then only then people want to change, to do something about that. Okay, so change and goal achievement happens only when you are ready to break the status quo, okay, and want something better in your life. Only then changes happens. Okay, so that was number five. Number six is trust. Okay. The thing is that many people don't trust the process. They don't believe that something will work for them. All they have is excuse, oh, this will not work for me because XYZ, you know. Because they don't believe the changes are possible for them, right? So I say you always that you have to find somebody that you trust, that you believe that can help you, and work with that person, okay? So it can be me or somebody else that you believe that it can help you, okay? And studies have shown that trust, I mean, believing in the process that something or someone will help you, can help you, some process, some changes will help you, it will increase the improvement of the results by 12%. Imagine that, just believing in the person, in the process, that these things are going to be good for you, that you're doing, will improve the symptoms by 12%. And just imagine, if you're not believing, if there's no belief and you're doing something, it will be 12% less. You know, you will not achieve the benefits, you will achieve them, but with the less results, you know, less percentage of success. Then a bonus one, it's money. This is my favorite one, okay. I did some researches and I found, let's see how much a sickness costs. Okay, we don't have money to pay for becoming healthy, but how much sickness costs? Let's see this one. On average expenses, my annual expenses, the medications used for GERD and acid reflux are from $200 to up to $7,000 annually, depending if you need a surgery or something, or just taking pills. For IBS, $400 per year. Diarrhea, $294. Constipation, $390. Painkillers that people are taking on a daily basis sometimes. Annual expenses are from $120 up to $200 annually. Abdominal pain, €300. Depression drugs, which is very, very common lately, is from $490 until $540. Diabetes is $320 up to $2,400, depending on if you're taking insulin shots or you're just taking tablets, right? There is some difference. Lowering blood pressure is from $100 up to $320 annually. So keep in mind, take into consideration that these medications are not going to heal your body. Okay, so this is not a way that we are going to heal. Okay, so taking action right now will actually save you money on a long run. So you will no longer have to take these medications if you focus on healing right now. Okay, so these seven objections, I want you to tell me in which one is your objection in achieving your goals that you want to achieve. Okay, so which one is specific for you. I will read them again. It's number one is fear of failure. Number two was lack of understanding the process, lack of commitment to the goal, procrastination, delaying, trusting the process or the person, and money. Okay. And now I want you to do one test. It's called 10-year test. So what does this mean, 10-year test? Okay, imagine now you are, let's say, 35 years old, 45, 55, whatever age you are. And in 10 years time, will you regret for not taking your health more seriously right now and not taking any actions? So just imagine that. Okay, so will 10-year older you look at 10-year younger you and blame her or him for not taking actions and not being intentional in taking the actions and improving your health in any possible way that you had a chance? So imagine after 10 years how you will be. Are you going to be the same way that you are today, or maybe worse, or you want to be a better you, a better version of you? So you will not regret that you haven't taken the actions and do the changes right now. So I want to know your answer to this test. Is it, are you going to regret? Do you think you are going to regret that you haven't taken actions and didn't do what is right for you in taking your health seriously right now, and fix these objections that are holding you back from healing your gut and your whole body, okay? Or you think that you will be in a much worse place or after 10 years and you're fine with that? Just let me know. Okay, so I'm waiting for your answers below. That was all for today, and see you next time. Bye.